No, you were saying about Whitsuntide. What?
But see, Whitsuntide was the time when this was a case for a lot of people to probably have their only new clothes in the year. Now, I'm not talking about people that probably middle affluent or the people that own businesses or what have you. I'm talking about the people in the area, and there were a lot of them that they had now to start with, and they had to depend. Charity was a dirty word. Nobody accepted charity, but a lot of charity existed within people help themselves. People were stubborn. Whitsuntide was a time when it was down to wherever my mum used to get the cheques from. She used to get these Provident clothing cheques or whatever place she got these cheques for. And these were could be used in the form of money. Ben Hartley's on Butler Street. Bear in mind that my friend, when I said before, I had one of 11. One of my eldest sister died at 6 months or so. All I had one girl, one sister, and all the rest were lads. So the fact that we were lads, it was easy to have hand-me-downs, and it used to be existed on somebody got something new. We all got something new at Whitson, and then it was a case of when you were too big, you were handing down to the next lad and down to the next lad. So until by the time it finished with, it was of little use. But Ben Hartley's used to accept these clothing checks. I don't know what value mother used to get, but probably say, for example, she got a check for £1. Now, £1, when you're talking about the round about 1928-29, £1 was £1. You know, a suit would cost you perhaps 30 bob, but £1.50. And things sort of price like that. So it was Ben Hartley's. It was always a blazer suit and a gansey. A gansey. It's like a pullover with a neck. If you take similar to a shirt in that way, it was a sort of woolen woven type, collared neck with three little buttons and it was a pullover. But we used to know it as a gansey. It was always a gansey, a little woolen tie to match. A two-piece blazer suit, which was the jacket and the trousers, a cap, a pair of socks and a pair of shoes. Her mum used to do it, how much she used to cost, but she used to get this on a clothing check, which was the tellyman used to come round every, whatever the designated day was, and collected They usually were a 20-week cheque, so that for every pound worth of value you had, you paid a shilling and pound. The commission on that, you paid for 21 weeks. So whilst your cheque was worth, if you got a pound cheque, you pay your shilling deposit plus 20 weeks. So you're paying a shilling and a pound interest.